Welcome to the Fit Chicks Chat Podcast, where we talk all things fitness, nutrition, and wellness for women to help you live your healthiest and fiercest life inside and out. And now, your hosts, Laura Jackson and Amanda Quinn.
Hello, and welcome to Fit Chicks Chat. My name is Laura Jackson.
And I'm Amanda Quinn.
And we are talking today about a little bit of a serious topic. And I know we're going to get a little raw. We're going to talk about the journey to finding self-love.
So, oh my goodness.
I know.
This is a big one.
It is a big one. I think this is probably one of the most important things when it comes to health and overall wellness that I still think is so underrated. I think it's really, really underrated as something that people need to work on or we need to focus a lot more in healing in. And I actually watched a documentary a couple weeks ago. It's called Embrace, and it's by Taryn Brummett. I think it's her last name. But I actually funded it on Kickstarter. So I don't know if you remember her.
I totally remember. Yeah, I totally remember us funding this because we thought it was so important.
Yeah. So
I totally remember this. I just haven't had a chance to actually watch it.
Well, so she had posted a Facebook post, and it really got my attention because it was actually after I'd done competition. So she posted this Facebook post, and it was a before and after picture. And you know how most people, they have their before picture is like, you know, not looking the best. And then their after picture is like this ripped bikini shot or, you know, the butt shots or whatever else it is that people like to post. You know, and what she ended up doing was she had posted her before picture was her doing a fitness competition, so in a bikini, and her after picture was her, you know, naked but covering herself, but soft and curvy and some rolls and, you know, probably about 30 pounds heavier than she was there. And that was her after picture. And this caused like a complete uproar on the internet.
I remember seeing this post.
Yeah, like celebrities were tweeting it. There was so much reactions from both sides, like for her and against her, which is still just insane to me how anyone could have any judgment on somebody else's body. But yeah, like just a lot of, it really, really hit a nerve. It really struck a chord in a lot of people. And especially in a lot of women. So they started reaching out to her being like, you know, how did you get this journey to self-love? How did you find, like, go from, you know, having your after picture being you fitter and then, you know, or sorry, your before picture being you fitter than your after picture, but you love your body more now after. So this sparked her to then go out and do a documentary all about body image and self-love. And she went around the world and interviewed a bunch of different women in different perspectives. And it was really, I really, really enjoyed the documentary. Like, I think it really brought forward a lot of things that are going on right now. Right now in society, right now in the world, but I also thought, and I thought that we should talk about it from not only just, you know, things that are happening in the world, but like our personal stories with that, because sure. I just think it's something that as I get older, I definitely think age is playing a huge part in me starting to feel more comfortable in my skin and loving my body more. But it is still an everyday journey for me, and I'm not going to lie about that. Mm-hmm. So this is what I wanted to start off with. So we're going to kind of jump around with some different things. We're going to talk about some stats. We're going to talk about, but I wanted to start off, I'm going to do some Q&As with you too.
Excellent. I love the Q&As.
So do you struggle with body image?
Yes. Yes, I do.
And when do you think that, like, your first memory of that started? Like, when did you start becoming, I don't know if it's maybe aware of your body or having different feelings towards your body or feeling loathing towards your body?
Oh my gosh, that started so long ago. That was when I was, like, very young. I was probably, I want to say, like, 11 or 12 years old. I was young. And it was when I was getting made fun of at school. I was getting bullied at school because I was getting told that I was ugly and that I was fat. And that I was like, you know, people would like, I remember one day, I still actually remember this so clearly. I had brought for lunch to school. It was like a half a cantaloupe cut open. And then like in the inside was like some fresh strawberries and stuff, which is like so delicious.
Oh, I love that snack.
I know. I'm like, I would eat that right now for lunch. And it wouldn't fulfill me enough though, because it's not enough food. But back in the day, I brought that. I remember I brought that to school. It was in elementary school. And I brought it to school as my lunch because I was like trying to put myself on a diet. And that was going to be my lunch for the day. And I remember everybody in class, not everybody, but I remember kids asking me, they're like, oh, are you on a diet because you're fat? Are you on a diet because you're fat? And I remember that day. Like, it's so weird that it stands out in my mind though so clearly. Like, it's like I can like relive that moment right now. And I was in grade 5 at the time.
And like that's,
I don't know how old you are in grade 5, but I was in grade 5, and I only know that because I remember the classroom that I was sitting in.
But it's so crazy because, you know, that's, it's like how young you were and how many years ago that was, and it's still such a vivid memory for you.
Oh yeah, totally. I remember it so clearly.
Because probably in that moment too, it tied together the fact of like you are feeling positive or negative about something to do with your body based on the way somebody else feels. You know what I mean? Like, that's even before you were like, it wasn't to do with anything like from boys, you know, hitting on you or not hitting on you, or, you know, where a lot of younger girls, it kind of starts from is, and it's usually around that age, right? Like puberty age is where, yeah, we kind of all have our first kind of experience as women with struggling with some sort of body image issue or some sort of feeling towards our body that might not be as positive. Mm-hmm. Like, I totally remember for me, it was same thing. I went on my first diet when I was 12 years old, and it was the summer between my parents had split up, and I was like pretty thin and like, but I was late at hitting puberty. Like, everyone else was wearing bras and I was like tall and kind of lanky. And then it was like, as soon as that summer hit, which was very interesting because I actually talked to a psychotherapist about this too. And she said that a lot of girls emotionally, when they end up, if their parents divorce or they don't have a strong male father figure, they will very quickly, like hit puberty very quickly to become look like a woman, to be able to protect themselves more because they don't have that protective force in the household.
Interesting.
It was very interesting. So I go away for the summer and it was like, suddenly I came back and I looked like a 25 year old.
I remember when you went away, cause you went away to England.
Yeah. And I came back and I had like these huge knockers and I was like, you know what I mean? Like, I was just filled out. And, but also that summer, I remember my mom was, you know, newly single, and she was really stressed out and upset and lost a lot of weight. And then she was very focused on her appearance. And my sister was going on a diet, who's 2 years older than me. And that was my first thing where I became very like, I should probably go on a diet. And then suddenly I'm like, why am I gaining all this like weight? You know what I mean? Like, cause I was going through puberty. But then from there, it was like, it was just such a hyper focus for me. Like, I just became, you know, and I started realizing that how much attention you can get from boys with your body, or how you could utilize it to get things you want. But then I didn't look like all the other girls. And then I wanted to be smaller and tinier because I was tall, and just so many different things that went along with it. But that was kind of my first experience in it. And I find it very interesting. So Dove, actually, they did a survey June of 2016 as part of their Global Beauty and Confidence report. Mm-hmm. So what they did was they went out and they asked, I think it was about 11,000 women and girls. So this is kind of a broad age group. Like, they asked from ages 10 to 60.
Okay.
About, you know, how they essentially like felt about their bodies and what if they were body confident. And it was interesting though to look at the different countries where there's more confidence as opposed to other countries. So the number one country for women who feel body confident, who answered at 64% that they feel confident in their bodies, is South Africa.
Interesting.
Yeah. And I don't know why that is, but the least out of all the women they surveyed, the country with the least amount of body confidence was Japan, with only 8%.
Huh.
Yeah, so Canada and the US sit between 22 and 24, which is like still insanely low. But what their research came out was that women actually hate their bodies now more than ever. So even with all this body diversity that we're seeing a lot more of, which is great, and we're moving in a good direction, we're also, it's getting worse and worse and worse, that even that 89% of women will cancel plans, job interviews, or other important things in their life, like weddings, like attending weddings or birthday parties or milestones, because of how they look.
Wow, that's interesting.
But that is what scares me. That is the thing that scares me. And that's where, you know, I think that this, when I was saying at the beginning, how this is such an important thing. And I think it is something that's so underrated on what we need to focus on healing ourselves in. Because if you think, if something in your life is holding you back from living your truth and your true potential, that is a major, major, major issue. You know what I mean? Like,
for sure. Especially if it's something to do with, you know, your physical appearance is holding you back from like your joy, essentially.
Exactly.
You know, like that to me is just, that's terrifying, because it's like, you know, there's, if you're so invested, and I truly believe that if you are so invested in having this like perfect image and perfect body, and you have this idea of what that is, you will never end up actually being fully happy, because you will never reach exact, like, that perfect level will never give you what you think it's going to give you.
And in all reality, is there is no perfect level, because like my mom always says, every pot has its lid. So mm-hmm. like every person has, you know, no matter if you're, what your pot is shaped like, there's going to be someone who fits you and someone who likes you. So maybe your version of what's perfect is not, you know, you could meet people who think that that is not attractive. And then that could again send you in another spiral. Like, so that's where it all boils down to learning how to love yourself, because like what's attractive to me would not be attractive to you. You know what I mean? Like, so it's like finding that your own self-love within the way that you look. Like, I don't know. I find it very interesting in this, in the documentary, they were talking a lot about how the differences between like men and women. And even though men are experiencing like a lot more body image issues as well now, one of the things that kind of I always find it interesting, like, why don't men feel this way? Like, why do we feel this constant? And majority of women will say, if you ask them, that they want to change something about their body. Why does this hold us back more than it does men? And right. Obviously it's from the media. Like, this is what we've been exposed to since we've been young, is that, you know, if you're attractive and you're thin and you're, you know, look a certain way, that you're happy and you're in all the magazines, and this is what we get exposed to. But it's also because men are pushed, well, in the past, men are more judged based on their success. Whereas women, we have always judged ourselves a lot by the way we look.
Right.
And we also get a lot of, of positive attention or negative attention or affirmation because of the way we look. Even with being a little girl, you tell, oh, you're so beautiful, you know, yeah. Or you look at magazines. I always think about like looking at the fitness magazines. Like, when have you looked at a men's fitness magazine and they're sitting there talking about, do your thighs feel jello-y?
Yeah.
You know, like, let's get on that squat rack. Like, they talk about getting ripped. They talk about getting buff, getting strong. And women's magazines, they talk about all of the insecurities. They don't talk about the, you know, let's get stronger and do this and get, you know, build muscle. They talk about, oh, are you feeling slappy and whatever? Like, you know, do this ab roller, whatever the hell these things are.
Although I do think that there is a bit of a shift happening in the industry, which makes me happy. I do think that there is, you know, more of like, you know, women that like on magazine covers that are talking about like being powerful and like power lifting and strength and that kind of thing. Like, there is a shift happening, but it's definitely not as predominant. Like, the message is not as clear as it is for men. And I also think that it's something that's slowly coming into play. It's not something that has been there for very long.
Well, the thing I just take major issue with too is this whole idea of like the real woman. Like, what is a real woman? What definition is that? You know, like, I feel like there's so much, and we've done podcasts before about like fit shaming, fat shaming, body shaming, because there's so many different levels of it. But it's like, you know, there's so many people out there who are like, love your body no matter what. And then, but then they're looking down on women who just may have breast implants. You know, she's not 100% natural. Does that mean she's not a real woman?
Yeah.
Like, I don't understand what this concept of a real woman is. I just think that, but there is still such a focus and so much conversation, even in the body positive conversation, on like being this real woman. And I'm like, I don't understand what that is, because you're still excluding other types of women if by your definition of it.
Yeah, no. And I think that's why, I mean, even for our fitness, like for Fit Chicks, we always say like, it's like for all women, because it's for all women. It's meant, our programs are meant for women that are just starting out. It's meant for women that are really active naturally. It's meant for women that, you know, or maybe like postnatal or whatever. Like, it really doesn't make a difference. Our program is designed to be adaptable for anyone. And I think using the word all versus real makes a big impact. It makes a big difference.
Because that's one thing I want to ask you, like, do you feel that working in fitness, that you need to look a certain way based on what we've been told that fitness people should look like?
So yes and no. I think yes, 100%. It makes me, that's where my insecurities pop out the most, is when it comes to, you know, representing our brand. Like, for example, I've been asked to speak at a very large conference coming up, and it's all like professionals. It's basically going to be like all these like big sort of top pros in the fitness industry. And when I looked on the website, at my profile, it was like everybody's profiles, like all of them in like sports bras with like six packs and like flexing and stuff. And then there's me, and I'm just like smiling. I look all like dopey, kind of. Like, I just look like whatever. I'm just like me. But it's funny, because it's like I don't look the part, you know, and I never have. When I look back at some things like that we did at the beginning, I'm like, oh, like I look so strong in here and this and that. But at the same time, I've never had like a six pack, and I've never had like crazy biceps or anything like that. I've always just been strong, but like strong and powerful, but in a different way. And I've always felt like, you know, at those conferences or when I do video shoots and stuff, I do, for sure, my insecurities pop out. That's probably the only time that I get really like self-conscious.
But why do you think that is?
I think it's because I've always thought, like, I think it's because of the way that, like, you assume, like, you know, that people are judging you. You assume that people, like, right away, I assume when I walk into a room, like when I go teach a fitness class, I assume that people are looking at me immediately and being like, oh, you're going to teach me fitness? You don't have a six pack. Do you know what I mean? Whereas I'm like, no, but I know I have such a wealth of knowledge, and I've got so much power and strength, and I can show you so much. But it's like, I always feel like I have to prove myself. Like, for example, even at this conference that I'm going to speak at, I was joking with a friend of mine the other day and saying that I was nervous to go to it because, you know, I'm postnatal right now. I'm not in, like, I'm strong and I'm getting in shape again, but I'm not in like amazing, crazy shape. Like, I still have like a mommy belly going on and stuff like that. And I'm like, and she's like, yeah, but that's okay. Like, you know, you just had a baby and stuff. I'm like, yeah, but I'm not going to be wearing a shirt that says like, PS, just had a baby. Like, I'm not, like, that's not going to be obvious. And I'm going to be standing on a stage and people are going to be listening to me, and it's going to make me feel really insecure and uncomfortable, because it's like they're judging me just on what I look like.
No, but I also think that that's where I think a lot, that's where the power comes in though, right? Because I think there's so much, that so many women can relate to you so much, you know, who've had a baby or whose body is not naturally wanting to hold on to muscle, or, you know what I mean? Like, we all so different. So like, even getting up there and saying like, hey guys, I am 4 months postnatal, and, you know, like, this is my story, and that will connect to people so much, you know, like, mm-hmm. Because at the end of the day, like, and I totally get it. It's like, but that's why I want to ask you those questions in terms of like, how do you feel? Like, do you feel that you have to look a certain way to work in fitness? Because I think there's a lot of people who are listening, who are up and coming fitness instructors, and they are putting themselves or holding themselves back because they feel like, well, once I look this way, then I will be, you know, get this validation. But
for sure,
bullshit. Like,
well, no, and sorry to add to sort of my statement, then to answer that part is, yes, I do have insecurities when it comes to certain things, when it comes to having to film things. And when I have to see myself, I just filmed something today and I was like, whoa, that was a really bad angle. You know, like these things are going to happen. But at the same time, I'm like, I also think my classes have been sold out month after month after month, year after year, because I know what I'm doing. I'm a really good trainer. And also I'm super relatable. I'm not intimidating. I'm just like my neighbor, you know, like I'm just like anybody else. I'm like, I struggle with my weight from time to time. I work out really hard sometimes. Sometimes I have to take it easy because I have to listen to my body. And you know, I don't have a six pack and it's okay because I can also do all of these other things with my body. And so it's like, I've become so relatable to just anybody who looks at me and they're thinking like, oh, okay, I can do that too. I can be strong and I don't have to look that way. And I don't have to be cover model ready or anything like that. I can just be still living my life and be strong and still feel really good about myself. So I guess it's like, it's like a double-edged sword in a way of like, in bigger scenarios, it makes me feel anxious because it's like, oh, like I'm going on stage and these people don't know me and I have to prove myself, you know, in a different way. Whereas when it comes to like what I do, I own what I do 100%. I'm really good at what I do. And I know that. And I know it sounds like I'm like being like all braggadocious right now, but it's true. I know that I am very good at what I do. And I'm not concerned about that. When I walk into a fitness class, I know that I'm going to like work them hard. It's going to be fun. It's going to be an amazing class and they'll want to come back for more. And that has nothing to do with the way I look.
Completely. And I think, and I mean, even from my perspective too, like the way that my journey has been, like I even look at pictures throughout my time, you know, since we started Fit Chicks, because it's been so many years. And when we started Fit Chicks, I was my heaviest, you know, yeah. And I still talk about it. I was still secretly closet smoking and like, deep in my eating disorder. And then, you know, I did a,
and you wouldn't, I remember you would never do anything without having a jacket wrapped around your sweater. Your waist.
I would always tie a jacket around my waist and like, and you know, then when I did the fitness competition and I got in, you know, I was super lean and what people would think of as healthy, it actually triggered a lot of my, you know, my eating disorder tendencies again. And I had to really work hard to get my mindset to start to shift it back. So, you know, we talk a lot about holistic health and it's like, yeah, just because your body looks a certain way doesn't mean you're actually healthy and doesn't mean you're a good fitness professional or you're, you know what I mean? Like if you're not treating yourself. I think the thing for me that I strive for though is I'm like you, like I feel I'm confident in my abilities and I'm very confident in the woman I am. And I know that I have a lot to offer, but there's this part of me that I wish I could just get to that place where I'm completely accepting of my body, because like I will have to talk myself out still of critiquing myself. You know what I mean? Like I will be like, when I did competition, I worked out, you know, 5 days a week. I was eating really like super quote unquote clean. I hate using the word clean, you know that, but by textbook definition. And I still now work out 5 days a week and I eat most of the time really good whole foods, you know?
Yeah.
But that's where the reality sets in, is that, you know, a lot of times we have this idea of what people like should look like if you think somebody works out 5 days a week and teaches fitness and all this stuff, but you don't necessarily like, I could look like a fitness model doing that, or I could look like Laura today doing that. It just depends on how extreme what I want to give up in the process. Mm-hmm. If that makes sense. Sure.
It totally like, makes sense.
Yeah. Like I want to get to that place where I just don't care. Like I want to get to that place where I just like even right now, I would not go on my Instagram and just like in any given moment or rip off my clothes and snap a picture for the world to see.
I would never do that personally, but that's
but like, no, but you know how there's
I know your point though. I understand your point.
And there's a lot of people who I follow who I am so proud of them. They're like, you know, this is my they're great fitness professionals and they're like, this is my body. They're not super ripped. They're show it off. They're like proud of what they do. You know what I mean? Like they are smart and very well like respected in the industry. And they're not doing it like, you know, skanky or attention-y. Yeah. It's just like, this is what I look like. And I know that there would be some people that would help that, but I couldn't, I don't feel like I'm emotionally strong enough to take the bad comments. And that's where for me, and just being totally 100% transparent, raw, honest, is that everyone's going to have an opinion on you, but that's something that I still don't feel like my self-love is at a level that I could handle that.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? And like, that's my wish, because I feel like I'm such like, we're all about the chick power. You know what I mean? We're all about female empowerment and self-love and like, you should love yourself exactly the way you are. And, but I feel like sometimes I'm like, whoa, am I like being a liar? Because I don't feel like I could just like, even the idea right now, I'm going to Barbados soon. And I'm like, oh, wearing a bathing suit. Ugh, I'm not feeling that right now. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, I do. I totally understand where you're coming from. I get that way from time to time still, but I guess, and I don't know if it's just like a shift, like postnatal, like what's happened. Like I care, but I only care when it comes to the big things. I generally don't care. Like day to day, I'm like, I feel pretty good. Like I would never rip my clothes off and take a photo on Instagram. That's just because it's not my vibe. And I could never do that. Like just, I could never do that. Even if it was like, I was super like ripped, I still wouldn't be able to do that. But in terms of like being comfortable in my skin, it's like, I'm really just like, I'm really proud of like how strong my body is. And I'm really proud of like the capabilities it has. And I really try to focus on that now, as opposed to focusing on like what it looks like. Like right now, like I said, it's like, I could see the strength building back up in my body postnatal, and that excites me. And I still have like the little mommy belly going on, and I'm like, that's okay too. Like I just, you know, I grew a human inside of me. Like that's all right. Like, and at first I was really stressed out about it. Like I was like super stressed, like the first month after, I had to have an emergency C-section, as you know, Laura. So that totally changes your body too. Like, yes, you can get your abs back and everything else, but your core does become pretty weak. And I feel the difference in my core. I can't do certain things that I could do before, but now I'm slowly starting to build them back up, and I can feel that strength happening again. And that's what excites me. And I'm just trying to really focus now on like being strong and feeling the difference in my body, as opposed to focusing on like how everything looks all the time. Of course, I want to feel comfortable in my like skinny jeans and like, you know, I want to get back in my pre-pregnancy clothes. But at the same time, I'm just like really trying to honor like, okay, the process of it and not feel like it has to be extreme anymore. When I was younger, everything had to be extreme. It was like, I had to do all or nothing, everything in, you know, no carbs at all, as opposed to like, you know, just eating healthier and that kind of thing. Like it was so strict and I felt like I wasn't really living my life. And now I feel like I really enjoy my life. I enjoy my time with my daughter. I enjoy my time with my husband. I enjoy my time with my friends. I have more flexibility in my life because of it. You know, and I just give myself that ability to kind of like enjoy things a little bit more. Does that make sense?
No, totally. And I think it's the goal. I think it's the goal for everyone is to, you know, is to get to that place. But I think there's still such a focus on the external. And I think, you know, I think for you and I, we've been so self-aware in this space for such a long time. We talk about it a lot, but there's still so many women out there who might be listening who like, it's their first day of trying to be like, I'm tired of this feeling. You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. We get a lot of emails from women, which like, I love reading them, but I got one from a chick who's listens to our podcast, and she was emailing me that she struggles with bulimia. And she was talking about how, you know, she's like, I'm just so tired. And I was crying reading it because I totally know what that feels like. Just, you're so tired of hating yourself. You're so tired of feeling like you're not good enough or looking like hating the way your body and all these things. And it's like, But that too is also the first step to change. You know what I mean? When you start to recognize there's something that, like, you kind of in a way hit that rock bottom or that place where you're just exhausted with feeling that way. And mm-hmm. it's almost like it's a little bit of an exciting place because it's a place where you can start to grow from and heal from. But it was just, you know, it does take time, and it does take time to start to really feel comfortable in your skin. And I'm not going to lie. Like, I'm vain. I'm totally vain. Like, there's times where I'm like, oh God, like, I do not like my boobs at all. And I'm like, would I get a boob job? And I'm like, not that there's anything against getting a boob job, but I just don't feel like for me, that would be something that would really work authentically with who I am. But I'm like, I still want to have nice boobs. So yeah, I'm going to go invest in like a really good push-up bra. And you know what I mean? Like, but I'm not going to sit here and say like, I'm not vain. Like, I am. Yeah. Because if I suddenly, like, I'm not going to lie, if I suddenly gained 100 pounds, for me, that would be a really hard thing for me to transition into. But also because that probably would mean that I'm not living my truth, and I'm not treating my body right. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, of course.
But yeah, so we're going to start to wrap this up, but what do you feel could help us change with this epidemic we're seeing, and this still though, even though there is so much, you know, body diversity being shown, there is a lot more, obviously now with social media, everyone has comments. Like, I actually saw online the other day, these sites that are basically dedicated to like pro anorexia.
Yeah.
And like little girls are commenting on this and focusing on it. And it scares the crap out of me, 'cause I'm like, oh my God.
Well, no, totally. I mean, I've seen all that stuff too. And it scares me now, having a daughter of my own too. It's like, I mean, she's just a little babe right now, but I think about this a lot, and I think about these things often. And, you know, even when it comes to like talking to her, like, she's just a little baby, but, you know, yes, I tell her she's beautiful, 'cause she really is. But I also tell her like how smart she is all the time and how strong she is. And like, when she tries to like stand up, I'm like, you're so strong, you're so smart. Like, that, those are the words I try to encourage her with other things, rather than just like, you're so pretty, you know, because to me, that kind of stuff is going to hopefully make an impact. And as she gets older, I want to continue to reinforce those kinds of words with her, as opposed to just focusing on her outer beauty. But I mean, in terms of like, you know, helping change this epidemic, like, I guess like my biggest thing is really just like, focus on what is good for you. Focus on you and try to like shut out all of the like noise on the outside, because, you know, like, even with social media and stuff, I think it's, and people talk about this all the time, but I really do believe that it's like very, like, it can be a really great thing, but it can also be a really big downer when it comes to like even for me, when I was like, you know, like feeling down about my body, I was like searching, like Googling and like searching on like social media, like postnatal, like 4 months postnatal bodies, or like after C-section bodies, just to see what other people look like, to be like, does this look normal? Do I look normal? Am I too big? Like, you know what I mean? I started judging myself, and then I was like, oh my gosh, shut this noise down. Like, who cares? Who cares what anybody else, like, everybody else has a different experience. They have a different story. They have a different life. Like, it doesn't matter. I need to focus on what's for me. And what's for me is like, I'm working out again. My body's feeling stronger every day. I can start doing new things. I no longer have that feeling like my insides are tearing in half when I do movements, which is a great feeling. And I'm eating healthy, and I'm fueling my body so that I can fuel my baby's body. And I'm focusing on that stuff, and I'm focusing on what makes me feel good, as opposed to what makes me feel bad. And what makes me feel bad is comparison, that comparison game. And what also makes me feel bad is the whole idea of, you know, limiting my joy in order to just try to look a certain way. So, you know, I'm not saying like I go crazy and I'm like, oh, like what brings me lots of joy is like Ben and Jerry's, and so I'm just going to eat it every day because I don't want to limit my joy. But
oh, even though it's so good.
but what I mean by that is like, I don't, you know, I will go out for dinner with my friends, and I don't look at the calorie counts on the menus, and I don't worry about, you know, if we're sharing a bunch of food. I just eat because I'm just like, I'm having a social moment with my friends, and I'm enjoying it, and I'm trying not to stress about all of the other stuff, because it doesn't serve you. It doesn't serve you in the big picture of things. It's not going to help you achieve your goals. It's just going to hinder you, and it's going to cause you more stress in your life. So find the things that you need to do in order to live your best life and to be healthy and to feel good about yourself. But at the same time, try to let go of all of the other stuff that is just noise. And like, you know, it's just like putting veils in front of you to distract you from like really what you're trying to achieve.
Well, I think it's funny that you're saying that, because it's actually what I was at a holistic cooking workshop, and I was talking to this girl, and she was saying how she just moved in with her boyfriend, and I was saying how I had just moved in with my boyfriend. This was like a few months ago, and no, but she was saying one of her biggest struggles was now living with a guy. She went from, you know what I mean, like eating a certain way when she was living on her own to now living with a guy. And we all know guys usually eat a lot more than girls do. And, you know, if your partner is not super into health, you suddenly start to pick up some of their bad habits. So she had gained like 15 pounds since she moved in with her boyfriend. And I was saying how it has been a struggle for me too, even though I'm still working out and doing whatever. But I'm like, you know, whereas before, same thing, I don't cook a full dinner every night. I would usually meal prep for the week, but now I'm cooking more and you're eating more while you cook, and like just the little things, having more wine during the week, things are adding up. But she said to me, she was like, you know, but in all honesty, she's like, cause I'm living in a cabin in the woods too. She's like, just think in your life, you know, you'll never get this time back. She's like, you'll never have this time back, just living in a cabin in the middle of the woods with the person you love and just being able to enjoy each other. And she's like, so just enjoy it and don't think about that. And I just remember her saying it to me and thinking, you're so right. Like, and whether it be your cabin in the woods or, you know, just, you know, the weekend that you have away with your girlfriends, you're never going to get that time back. So if you spend it or you don't do things because you're letting what your outsides look like, or if you could gain 5 pounds, hold you back from that, that is a bigger disservice to yourself. You know, that's, that is something that this is your one time around this world, and you know, you've got to live it in a way, like you were saying, that's authentic to you. And that's one thing I think, you know, as we're talking about takeaways, for me, my biggest takeaway from all of my work, you know, through counseling, through self learning, self love, and all of these things, is that, like you were saying, number one, you have to be authentic to yourself. Like your body, your mind, your soul, your needs, they're always talking to you. And if you're constantly listening to everybody else's opinion of you, you can't hear your own opinion of you. So you got to drown that out. You got to learn to be able to, you know, close that out. And also just try to be a little bit more kind to yourself. You know, there's no destination to where you're going. Like, you have today and you got to be present.
Definitely.
So what's your biggest takeaway?
Well, I think my biggest takeaway was what I just said about just, you know, that you need to evaluate what makes you happy and find your own joy, and you need to evaluate sort of like, you know, like you have to think like, is it worth it? Like, is it worth giving up all of these experiences or all of this, you know, like things that make me happy? Is it worth it just to like drop a size, you know? And I'm not saying that it's not worth it either, but I'm just saying you have to evaluate for you what your parameters are, what's really important to you. And I know for me, it's being strong, being healthy, and, you know, taking it on a slow progression so that it is just my lifestyle, and it's going to just like, changes will happen, but they're going to happen as they need to happen. And I'm not stressing about it, and I'm not letting it overtake my entire life. And so I think you need to determine, like, you know, what those steps are for you and follow the best plan for you and not worry about the outside noise.
And the one last thing I just want to add to that, for anyone listening, even just to do for a couple of days, try to be aware of not only the way you talk about your own body to yourself, but the way you talk about other women's bodies or other men's bodies. Like, even when you were looking at like Us magazine, and if you're like, oh my God, JLo looks really fat there. You know what I mean? Like, that A is none of your business. And even though people think that because celebrities are putting themselves out there, but it feeds that conversation, you know, and you never know what's going on in somebody else's life. And you never know what could be going on with what they look like due to something else. So just start to be aware of the words you use and start to not feed that cycle or that conversation of weight and negativity and self-loathing, because it doesn't serve anybody.
No, I mean, let's stop, like, let's change the conversation from like people's bodies and weight to like just like interesting topics. Like, let's start talking about things like what's happening in the world and like, you know, what's happening in your friends' lives and things like that. And I don't know, like, I think that there's so many more like important, not important, but there's so many other things that we can be focused on, and we don't have to just make that our number one priority.
And with that, we're going to wrap it up as we continue on our journey to self-love. And we all do it together, because like we were saying, both, neither you or I are sitting here being like, oh my God, we totally are in love with ourselves. It's an ongoing process. And it's, you know what I mean? Like, but just be present and do the best you can every day and keep coming from a place of kindness and honesty, and you'll get there. So with that, we're going to wrap it up. And of course, you can always contact us at info@fitchicks.ca if you have any comments or questions or things you want us to talk about. We're on Instagram and Twitter at Fitchicks, and on Facebook at Fitchicks Bootcamp. And then of course, we have all of our upcoming programs at fitchicksacademy.com. If you're looking at getting certified, we have our fitness and nutrition expert program, as well as our natural weight loss coach program, which focuses on holistic health and coaching. Okay, so have a wonderful day.
All right, bye everyone.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Fit Chicks Chat Podcast. Want more healthy love? Visit www.fitchicks.com for amazing resources, free workouts, recipes, tips, and so much more to help you live your healthiest and fiercest life, inside and out.